Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
ABC News on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales, insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The top U.S. and Ukrainian officials are in Saudi Arabia for talks on ending the war. The Ukrainians proposing a mutual pause on long-range strikes from the air and the sea. Market futures are higher this morning following their worst day in 2.5 years. Investors worried about a possible recession amid a growing trade war. Here's ABC's Rachel Scott.
The president has said that he is not using Wall Street to dictate his decisions, but when he imposed tariffs on Canadian and Mexican goods earlier this month, the stock market did take a hit. The president reversed course and paused many of them. Overnight, Republican Senator Rand Paul saying that when the stock market is tumbling in response to tariffs, it pays to listen.
Former Philippines strongman President Rodrigo Duterte has been arrested at the Manila airport. He's accused of crimes against humanity and has cracked down on illegal drugs in the country. President Trump eyeing the territory. Parliamentary elections beginning in Greenland today. Voters choosing who they want to shape the island's future. This is ABC News. Hundreds of people turned out on Monday in New York to support Mahmoud Halil, a Palestinian student who has been detained by immigration officials. ABC's Aaron Katursky reports.
As a Columbia University graduate student, Halil helped lead pro-Palestinian protests. Federal agents arrested Halil Saturday. He's currently being held at a detention facility in Louisiana. The feds say Halil was detained in support of President Trump's executive orders prohibiting anti-Semitism and because he led activities aligned to Hamas, a designated terrorist organization. His lawyers call Halil's arrest open repression of student activism and political speech.
Halil is married to an American woman who is 8 months pregnant, and he has a green card. The investigation is underway in Britain as to what caused the collision of a cargo ship and a U.S. oil tanker, the wreck triggering multiple explosions in the North Sea. The search has been called off for one person who is still missing. 36 others were rescued. Heavy fog could have been a factor. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
When you are buying insurance, would you rather go to someone on Wall Street or someone on Main Street? What you're insuring is close to home. Maybe it's even your home. Websites and customer service lines don't always answer your questions directly, but your local insurance agents at Driftless Area Group can. We live here where you live. We work here where you work. Get your free insurance review today by giving us a call at 608-647-9050 to speak to an agent.
Big changes are coming. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is moving to Main Street, and that means big savings for you. March 10th through 15th, take 10% off everything in our Church Street location. Sofas, recliners, dining sets, mattresses, everything must go before we move. Don't miss out on these savings. Visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet on Church Street while you still can. But hurry, this deal ends March 15th. Main Street, here we come. All sales are final. No refunds or returns.
Rock Solid Forming, your authorized Simons dealer on County X Blue River, family owned and operated since 1992, offers steel ply forms, ties, hardware, form release, concrete steelers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs. Rock Solid Forming strives to be number one in getting it to you when you need it and believes that personal service makes the difference. Call 608-536-3700. Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Weekend calls will be answered if possible. Rock Solid Forming, great products and the best customer service. Service 536-3700.
We can't change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Darren Klingman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It's our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it will be much cooler today, so be sure to grab a coat as you step out the door. We've got a strong cold front plowing down across the region right now. Gusty north winds associated with that. Otherwise, dry weather will linger for a few more days as high pressure builds in, and we'll see another warming trend kick in starting tomorrow afternoon and taking us through Friday. A large storm system will eject from the Rocky Mountain states, tracking northeast right up into our region by Friday night and early Saturday. We do expect a period of steadier rain showers and thunderstorms Friday evening, which could deposit about a quarter to a half inch of moisture on us, then some scattered leftover light showers on Saturday, which should gradually turn to light snow showers Saturday night from west to east as the colder air comes in. It's not out of the question that there'll be a dusting or half inch of snow accumulation in some spots by Sunday morning. Otherwise, things will dry off Sunday afternoon and stay that way into Monday. Here's a forecast for today. Partly cloudy, breezy, and much cooler. Temperature reaching about 47. North wind 10 to 20, becoming northeast around 10 miles an hour this afternoon. Quiet and cool tonight with some patchy cloud cover. Low temperature 26. Tomorrow should be a nice day overall with quite a bit of sunshine. High at 53. East wind between 5 and 10. As we go into Thursday, partly cloudy and warmer. Low near 31 with a high of 63. Friday, variably cloudy, windy and warm. Sprinkles possible by midday. Then widespread showers and thunderstorms during the evening. Low at 44 with a high of 71. Saturday, mostly cloudy, breezy, and somewhat cooler. Scattered light rain showers are likely, high mid-50s. The rain could mix with a little snow at night. Sunday, windy and chilly, chance of snow showers early, high 36. Monday, sun returns, high 51. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
38 degrees at WRCO. Yesterday we set a new record at 69. And the morning low has been 29 degrees today. A record high was set on this day just 1 year ago at 68 degrees. 16 below zero rates as the overnight low in Richland Center, going back to the year of 1956. Last year's high was 68, while the low was 26. Sunset will happen at 3 minutes after 7 tonight. Sunrise time will be at 7:20. That's coming up tomorrow morning. North winds at 5. Currently, the barometer at 29.94 is up quite a bit. And with sunshine, our temperature has risen very rapidly. After a low of 29, we're already at 38 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff. By Badgerland Flooring, Richland Center's top flooring provider, boasting over 40 years of expert installation experience, located in southwest Wisconsin, proudly serving local communities with a commitment to quality and exceptional service. And by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a look at State Girls Basketball, details on some all conference news as well, and details on the Brewers getting ready for the season, making a few tweaks to the roster, and the Packers so far have been fairly busy looking at free agency.
Hey, Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates on all your title needs. We look forward to serving you.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. The 49th WIAA Girls State Basketball Tournament will take place this weekend at the Resch Center in Green Bay. Representing Southwest Wisconsin and the SWAL, fourth seed Cuba City, last year's runner-up, back for the second year in a row and for a membership leading 18th time overall. The Cubans have also won more state titles than any other program with 11, having last won it in 2015. Also Division 5 represented by the Six Rivers member, Barneville, the number 3 seed, qualifying for the state tournament for the 12th time overall and the first since 2016. The Golden Eagles have won 6 state titles, having captured crowns in 95, 98, 99, 2005, and Division 5 titles in 2014 and 2015 as well. Barneville will play on Friday morning against Lord's Academy. That will be at approximately 10:30 following Assumption and Owen Withy. Division 4 action for Cuba City will take place Thursday night at 6:35 when they take on the Prairie School, to be followed by St. Mary Catholic and Durand, Arkansas as well. Tonight's River Valley Spring Sports Meeting will get underway at 6 o'clock in the West New Gym at River Valley High School. All spring athletes planning to be a part of boys and girls track and field, boys golf, baseball, softball, and girls soccer, along with a parent, should plan to attend tonight's meeting at River Valley. High school girls wrestling took another step forward during the 24-25 season with great participation. The Southwest Conference is out with its all-conference list of girls. At 100, the conference champion Rosalie Kossman of Prairie du Chien, the runner-up Maya Markline of Dodgeville. 107 pounds, Kaylee Spildy of Richland Center was first, Ava Lord, Dodgeville second team, and the honorable mention Lily Vesperman of Lancaster. At 120, Aspen Gallo of Prairie du Chien, Amelia Johnson Lancaster was runner-up, and Mariah Abde of Richland Center was the honorable mention wrestler. At 126, Brooklyn Hankey Lancaster was a champion, Mackenzie Schulte of River Valley second, and Mallory Spurley Dodgeville an honorable mention. At 132, first place, Olivia Ball of Lancaster, Madeline Muller, Richland Center was runner-up, and Jenna Johnson Dodgeville, an honorable mention. At 138, Ireland Sheka of Prairie du Chien was a champion, Raquel Venson of Lancaster, runner-up. 145, Montana Joles, River Valley, first, Valerie Favre, Richland Center, second. At 152, J.C. Davis, Belmont Platteville, a champion, Sophia Burr of Lancaster was a runner-up. Other conference champions from the Southwest Conference and league leaders: at 185, Brielle Walmer of Dodgeville first, Addison Claycomb of Prairie du Chien second, and Hazel Corbett, River Valley, the honorable mention. And at 235, first place, Kaylee Davis of Belmont Platteville. Coach of the Year, Tyson Wolf of Lancaster, and the Wrestler of the Year was Callie Davis of Belmont Platteville. Congratulations to the girl wrestlers from this year's Southwest Wisconsin Conference. City League basketball. Round one of the tournament happened this past Sunday. In the 5:30 game, number 5 seed Goon Squad defeated Team Lyle 69-42. The Goon Squad was led by Ira Coppernall with 27, including 6 three-pointers, and Andre Tainer had 15 points with 3 three-pointers. Team Lyle was led by Jacob Dickman with 10 points and Lyle Cradwell with 9. In the 6:30 game, second seed WCCU defeated third seed 608, 66-53. WCCU was led by Connor Ellison's 22 points, including 4 three-pointers for Connor, and Caleb Olson had 13. The 608 team was led by Ben Dre's 33 with 3 three-pointers, and Adam Baranek and Caleb Frawley each had 10 points. And in the 7:30 game, number 1 seed Stanek Construction defeated number 5 seed Goon Squad 65-36. Stanek's led by Les Wilkinson with 24, including 4 three-pointers, and Brady Ewing had 11. The Goon Squad was led by Ira Coppernall with 14, 3 three-pointers, and Andre Tainer with 9 points. The league tournament championship game will be played on Sunday at 5:30, featuring number 1 seed Stanek Construction against number 2 seed WCCU. Bowling scores from the Major Bowling League. Series high, Vanity Fur Grooming, a 34.90. Richland Family Restaurant had a 34.89, and New York Life a 34.28. Vanity Fur Grooming a 12.99 game. Richland Family Restaurant a 12.14. New York Life 12.05. Jake Morris 103 over average with a 7.36. Kirk Bartow had a 6.64. Ken Nix Sr. a 6.49. High game honors went to Jake Morris, a 279, Kirk Bartow, a 266, and Todd Gruber, a 246. Tim Callen bowled a 637 series, 118 over average, in the Major Bowling League. The Brewers have trimmed their roster again with opening day less than 3 weeks away. Top prospect catcher Jefferson Kiro was among the cuts reported Monday. The 22-year-old Kiro is recovering from shoulder surgery and is expected to be on the Major League roster later this season. Also being sent to the minor league camp were pitchers Grant Anderson, Logan Henderson, Carlos Rodriguez, and Grant Wolfram. Christian Yelich is working his way back after back surgery last year. He talked about the fact that he feels he can still contribute.
Yeah, I still think I can play at a pretty high level. You know, I felt like I was playing at a pretty high level last year up until I got hurt, which was unfortunate. It just came on pretty quick. Yeah, I was feeling pretty good and it went downhill fast, but that's how it goes sometimes. But I still think I can do it at a high level, and you know, just got to go out there and do it.
And with Willie Adames now out of the Brewer lineup, Yelich was asked where the power hitting will come from.
It's a valid question, you know, wondering where the power comes from. But, you know, I think we had it at times last year and we didn't have it at times. Like, we've proven that we've got a lot of ways we can score. You know, it doesn't matter how you do it as long as you can get the runs on the board. But obviously, the whatever it was, 10, 11, 3-run homers Willie had last year, that helps. But, you know, he's not here, so you're going to have to figure it out.
The Brewers won yesterday 7-5 over Seattle. They will play the Cubs today in spring baseball. The Cubs yesterday were winners against Cleveland 7-4. Also, the Cardinals were winners as St. Louis scored the victory yesterday over the Mets. It was Miami 10-5 over Washington, and the Yankees beat Detroit 10-2. Philadelphia over Minnesota 4-1. The Bucks and Indiana Pacers meet in Gainbridge Fieldhouse tonight as the NBA season enters the home stretch. Milwaukee has 19 regular season games remaining. The Pacers are a good shooting team, hitting more than 49% of their floor shots, good for third in the league. They are 21st on defense, allowing opponents to score just over 115 points per game. The Green Bay front office has been busy. The Packers announced the signing of 2 free agents Monday. The team reached an agreement on a 4-year, $77 million contract with former 49ers left guard Aaron Banks. That likely means 2-time Pro Bowl lineman Elgton Jenkins will move to center. GM Brian Gutekunst also worked a deal with Raiders cornerback Nate Hobbs, 4 years, $48 million. The 27-year-old Banks has given up just 1 sack and nearly 900 pass-blocking snaps since 2023, and the 26-year-old Hobbs was ranked 11th in covered success among the cornerbacks targeted at least 40 times last year. There was a big payday for quarterback Sam Darnold, who agreed to a 3-year, $100.5 million deal with the Seahawks. It was Darnold who had his best season with the Vikings in 2024, leading them to 14 wins, replacing Geno Smith, who was traded to the Raiders last week for the Raiders. They will pick up a quarterback. Seahawks get rid of one. That leaves a possible vacancy in Minnesota, depending on how the Vikings proceed. And a person with knowledge of the deal tells the AP the Jets and former Steelers quarterback Justin Fields have agreed to a two-year contract worth $40 million. Fields would step in as New York starter in place of Aaron Rodgers. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update courtesy of WRCO Sports.
Hey folks, John here at Napa, Richland Center in Boscobel. It's perfect time to stock up on filters at unbeatable prices. Whether you need filters for cars, trucks, mowers, industrial equipment, now through March 15th is your chance to save big. We've got great deals on hydraulic oil, greases, and a full line of Milwaukee tools at amazing prices. Stop in today, and as always, we have free popcorn. We appreciate your business and can't wait to see you soon. Napa know-how.
More state champions are crowned on the mat and the ice over the weekend. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse and Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. It was a busy weekend for winter sports tournaments, with champions crowned in multiple places throughout the state. At the venerable UW Fieldhouse in Madison, the team wrestling tournament saw some familiar programs dominate. Kaukauna captured its fifth consecutive Division I team title, dominating Arrowhead 54-13 in the title bout. St. Croix Falls captured the Division II team crown. Mineral Point edged out Wyawega Fremont in the Division III finals, winning the school's 13th team championship. On different kinds of mats in Wisconsin Rapids on Saturday, the WIAA Gymnastics Championships were held. Senior Kylie Frank of Elkhorn was the D1 all-around champion, also winning the uneven bars and vault. West Bend East McKenna Orth captured the D2 all-around, plus the vault and floor exercise titles. In Middleton, Edgewood claimed the Division I boys hockey championship, defeating Notre Dame 5-2 for the school's first WIAA title. Also capturing their first championship was Tomahawk, who downed the Amory Co-op 5-3 in Division II. The De Pere Co-op, also known as the Bay Area Ice Bears, won the girls' hockey championship 8-0 over the DC Everest Co-op. Faye Brunke became the first player to score 4 goals in a state final. We'll have a preview of the girls' basketball state tournament later this week, while boys' hoops heads to sectional play. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net.
Court in Maine offers quality, affordable furniture, mattresses, home decor options for all styles. Stop in downtown Richland Center for in-stock items as well as customizable styles today. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, your Trane heating and air conditioning system dealer, providing quality service and superior products. It's hard to stop a Trane. And WP Dental, providing modern dental care, helping create healthy, beautiful smiles, Monday through Friday.
23 minutes after 8 o'clock, we're at 38 in Richland Center. A vintage Paul Harvey Rest of the Story program is coming up, sponsored today by Julie Karen State Farm Insurance.
Now, the rest of the story. Greenland actually was green once upon a time. But that was before it started snowing. Today Greenland is little more than a vast snow slab, 2 miles thick. What land there was is now mostly below sea level, submerged by the sheer weight of all that snow. 3,000 years ago, there was a blizzard on Greenland. The snowfall of subsequent seasons compressed the snow from that one blizzard into a river of ice, a glacier, and it was a September long past when a gigantic chunk of that glacier fractured and tumbled into the Jakobshavn ice fjord. Its destination was the open sea. There was about 10,000 such icebergs swarming up in Baffin Bay at the time. Better to understand them all, we'll stay on the trail of this one iceberg in particular and observe it carefully. It was not especially large compared to its brethren, about 100 feet tall, 300 feet long. That which was visible, anyway, for most of it was beneath the water, reaching 500 feet down, very heavy, weighed a million or more tons, and yet the statistics do not do justice to the phenomenal beauty of this floating ice mountain. It was not merely white, but it appeared brilliantly crystalline in the sunlight, refracted through a billion ice-bound air bubbles. Scientists retrospectively tracking this particular iceberg note that Captain William Adams was in the vicinity. He was homeward bound aboard his whaling ship. Surely, they say, he cast his eyes on that frigid majesty. Before making its way southward, the iceberg would have to embark on a grand tour of Baffin Bay, first northward along the western coast of Greenland, all the way to the mouth of Smith Sound, then south along the eastern coast of Baffin Island, swept relentlessly by the current. The journey took many months, and each mile of the way, the iceberg sang, squealed and creaked and groaned and sang, as icebergs do. And it also became a living zoo. Seals nestled in its crevices. Bowhead whales hid themselves in its shadow. Among the scientists who have studied this one individual iceberg is marine biologist Dr. Richard Brown. Dr. Brown even wrote a book about its voyage, and through that iceberg's eyes, the author witnessed the various dramas of that time in that region, the extinction of the bowhead whales, the hardships of the Eskimos. And Dr. Brown follows the beautiful iceberg until, as it travels ever southward into warmer waters, it diminishes to the size of a coffee table and disintegrates in a bubble of foam off Bermuda. That was the fate of the snow that fell on Greenland 3,000 years ago. That is the way that beautiful peripatetic palace of ice passed from us. But before it did, it sank the Titanic. It sank the Titanic. Thus did a distant age reach into the 20th century to disturb our destiny. For the history books say that the Titanic was sunk by an iceberg off the coast of Newfoundland in April of 1912. And that is so. But now you know that she was predoomed by a snowstorm 10 centuries before the birth of Christ. Because now you know the rest of the story.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin was started in 2008 with a goal of helping Richland County and the surrounding areas with all their flooring needs. Since then, our business has expanded from our showroom to the variety of work by offering full kitchen and bathroom remodels, tiled walk-in showers, along with quartz, laminate, and granite countertops. After 17 years, we still say, if you can dream it, we can build it. So stop in or call us today and let Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin make your dreams become reality.
It takes great people to keep the House on the Rock Resort golf course and grounds looking amazing. If you love working outdoors and take pride in a job well done, they have part-time and full-time positions available. Whether you're looking for 40 hours a week or a flexible schedule, there's an opportunity for you. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com to learn more. Join the team and help keep the House on the Rock Resort looking its best.
Progressive knows when you're in your RV, you're already on vacation. That's when you become Vacation You, who just camped where there's absolutely no shade. Even though regular you burns easily. In fact, Vacation You burns too, but is too stubborn to admit it, which is why regular you gets in trouble at the dermatologist, because Vacation You doesn't do doctors. So bundle your RV with your home or auto policy and earn an automatic discount from Progressive. And spend the savings on the both of you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Cattlemen, get ready for the 7th Annual Red Fest, Sunday, March 23rd, 1 p.m. at Bloomington Livestock Exchange. This year's sale features 48 registered Red Angus bulls and over 150 commercial Red Angus females. Perfect for elevating your herd with the right genetics. Come early to view the cattle and don't miss lunch before the sale. Visit redfestsale.com today for more details and to view the sale catalog. Upgrade your herd on the 23rd. We'll see you at Red Fest.
100.9 WRCO.
back home. You've been looking for love. Well, honey, I can give you some. When the world is standing still, I can turn it. My love, are you ready for my love, my love?
Little Texas on WRCO. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I have a wonderful feeling everything's coming my way, something like that. I was in Oklahoma years ago. I think that's how it goes. It's currently 38 degrees at WRCO, and I've been in the state of Oklahoma too, but I've been in the play. Nonetheless, we're going to talk a little bit about the upcoming spring season and gardening and some fun stuff on the morning show today. A group from River Valley Area Community Gardens will join us. Also, a little later on, we'll talk about Project Seed for area farmers. That's on the second part of the morning show, and that's coming up already this weekend. So, yeah, it's time to start thinking about getting those little seedlings in the ground. We'll have to see about my victory garden in Sextonville. I was actually beaten out during the regular season of the victory garden season. Lost to the moles and the deer and the antelope and the rabbits in Sextonville. Here's Garth Brooks.
The highway calling as I watch the sunrise crawling across your shoulder. This is usually goodbye, and yet those words I just can't find her as I hold her. She's like no other woman that I have ever known before. And it ain't me to see the morning sun from this side of the door. Why ain't I running? Why ain't I gone? How does she hold me without holding on? In love or a fight, she's stronger than strong. Something's not right if there ain't nothing wrong. It's got me wondering, why ain't I running? Why ain't I gone? All those worlds I left behind me, praying they would never find me in my freedom. So they stood right here beside me, they would never recognize me for all that she's done. Oh, once happiness was only whenever I was on my own. So now why do I feel lonely anytime that I'm alone? Why ain't I running? Why ain't I gone? How does she hold me without holding on? In love or a fight, she's stronger than strong. Something's not right when there ain't nothing wrong. It's got me wondering, why ain't I running?
Worth it. She gets you in the time. Believe you think of. and you're paying later.
John Party on WRCO Radio in a Friday night heartbreaker. The trivia question of the day, it's a noggin scratching for you. A quiz question's coming up in just a little bit. Your chance to win is next.
At U.S. Cellular, you don't have to choose between a great deal on the phone you want or the phone plan that's right for you. You can get both. Four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90.
Whoa! That's like getting tickets to both a wrestling match and a figure skating show, all in one.
Sure.
Don't steal that idea.
Don't worry, I won't. Get both. Four free phones of your choice plus four lines for $90. No trade-in needed. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
There's no such thing as too much caring. That's why Gunderson Health System and Bellin Health have come together to form Amplify Health. The same doctors you trust, the same hospitals and clinics you count on, the same great care, all amplified by an even higher focus on empathy. Amplify Health is more than just a new name. It's a way to make personalized care more personal than ever. Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
The Richland Cattle Center thanks its dedicated sellers and buyers for their continued support. Join them this Wednesday morning at 11:30 for an outstanding auction featuring 40 head from Dodge County, including parlor freestall cows, mostly Holsteins, with a few Jersey and Jersey crosses. Also selling, 14 quality bred Holsteins due in the next 30 to 60 days, plus a great selection of fresh cows, bred back two-year-olds, springing cows, first calf heifers, open heifers of all ages, a breeding age bull, and baby heifer and bull calves. Don't miss this chance to add top-tier cattle to your herd. The Richland Cattle Center Auction, every Wednesday morning at 11:30 at Ithaca.
No matter what you order at A&W, we know one thing. It's just better with an ice-cold, made-fresh A&W root beer in a frosty mug. For the past 100 years, A&W has been making fresh root beer using real cane sugar and a top-secret blend of ingredients. No wonder it's so delicious. Stop by your local A&W for an ice-cold root beer. How's that sound with a Papa Burger? Made fresh root beer always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Race fans, get ready.
The Hub City Spring Opener is bringing 2 days of nonstop action to the Richland County Fairgrounds.
Richland County Fairgrounds.
Friday, May 9th, Saturday, May 10th.
Friday night, the Test and Tune Truck and Tractor Pull kicks off at 6 p.m., the earliest pull of the season. No paybacks, just pure power.
Saturday,
it's racing for everyone.
ATVs, dirt bikes, trucks, UTVs, if it rolls, it races.
Plus, the Spring Opener Show and Shine Truck Show featuring a girls-only showdown. Racing, pulling, food and drinks. One epic weekend. Don't miss it. Check out HubCityDirtDrags.com for more information.
At Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock, Ryan understands that unexpected moments can leave your vehicle in need of some tender, loving care. But here's the good news. Fixing those dents and scratches shouldn't cost you a fortune. Give Ryan a call at 583-0105 and let them take care of your auto body needs without breaking the bank. Don't let a little fender bender turn into a financial headache. Call Ryan at Larson Collision and Paint today. Your wallet and your vehicle will thank you.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 5.
8:45, the time. The winning answer wins today, courtesy of our friends at Muscadet Mini Mart, a delicious pizza. Now, Hank and I had a chance to stop there on Friday night and sample, you know, because, you know, being if you're going to be on the radio and talk about it, you gotta sample. So we sampled some of that delicious pizza. And I'm telling you what, I almost said, Hank, turn around, let's go around the block and get more. But by that time, the Ithaca bus had pulled in. And they were rating the pizza, so we would have been in the back of the line. But anyway, we have a whole pizza to give away here from Muscadet Mini Mart, if you know the right answer. Which was the first country song to ever sell over 10 million copies? 10 million, all right? Was it A, Rhinestone Cowboy by Glen Campbell? B, Islands in the Stream by Kenny and Dolly? Was it C, Friends in Low Places by Garth Brooks? Or was it D, Cruise by Florida Georgia Line? 608-647-4155. There you go. Good luck.
I was a third string dreamer on a second place team. But I was hell on wheels with a full head of steam when Coach put me in. I'm still prouder than it. I was the last resort to go to prom with the queen. Thanks to an ex-boyfriend who broke her heart that week. No, I didn't get love, but I still feel like a king. And that might not mean much to you, but it does to me. So say to pay his bill. No, I'll never get it back, but I'm okay with that. I was the first man standing next to my best friend. The love of his life said I'd do to him. I was a couple beers deep, but I still remember that speech. And that might not mean much to you, but it does to me. So say
mama's first Bible, daddy's Don Williams vine. That first fish catching Zip Code 33. Well, that might not mean much to you, but it does to me.
So say I'm in the middle of the road, not much to show.
Luke Combs featuring Eric Church on WRCO and Does to Me. Well, we have some great tunes coming your way here until, all day long. And so we invite you to stay tuned. And congratulations to Donnie Collins, the winner of trivia today, who knew the right answer. Which was the first country song to ever sell over 10 million copies? Well, they all were legit guesses. But the correct answer would be the newest one on that list. D, Cruise by Florida Georgia Line. That went number one and solid gold very soon. And then also it crossed over to top 40. They had a remix featuring Nelly, which went number one and top 40 as well. So that certainly helped it reach 10 million copies. And in 2012, they had just released that song. And we were kind of thinking about Star Spangled Celebration for the next year. And I was saying, everybody, this is hot. This song's big. But needless to say, Star Spangled was shut down. We didn't have a show that next year. And that duo played at Rock County Fair. And they had their biggest crowd at that time to date ever. So, yeah, would have been a big coup if that would have happened. And would have been 2013, but they had the song in 2012, one of only eight to ever sell 10 million copies. The others, and they're all fairly recent, Old Town Road with Lil Nas X and Billy Ray Cyrus, Sam Hunt, Body Like a Back Road, Kane Brown, Heaven, Luke Combs, Beautiful Crazy, Darius Rucker, Wagon Wheel, Need You Now by Lady Antebellum, and the eighth is Chris Stapleton's Tennessee Whiskey. So, there you go. A little country music history. Courtesy of Muscadet Mini Mart, that's trivia for today.
Baby, you a song, you made me want to roll my windows down and cruise.
Copies sold Our version of Cruise, Florida Georgia Line on WRCO FM 100.9. It's 39 degrees.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's political action committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Happy Trails time. Coming up next, 9 o'clock news, and then we'll get our dirt under our nails talking about gardening here on The Morning Show.
I didn't say we wouldn't hurt anymore. That's how you learn. You just get burned. We don't have to feel like dirt anymore. Though love's not earned. Baby, it's our turn.
Are happy until we talk again later here on the radio, WRCO FM in Richland Center. News This Hour is sponsored by the Phoenix Center. Family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. It's 40 degrees, and the time now is 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The markets open in right about an hour. Futures pointing to a higher open after Monday's big sell-off. The S&P and the Dow losing 2% of their value. The NASDAQ shaved off 4%. Investors remaining cautious about President Trump's tariffs.